Morning Watch, Day 4. The Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 3. Spiritual Principles, Life Lessons, and Holy Warnings Seen in the History of Samuel. Related Verses. 1 Samuel 3, 19 and 20, 1 and 2. And Samuel grew, and Jehovah was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of Jehovah. And the boy Samuel ministered to Jehovah before Eli. Now the word of Jehovah was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. And at that time, Eli lay in his place, and his eyesight had begun to grow dim, so that he could not see. 1 Samuel 10:25. Then Samuel told the people the practice of the kingdom, and he wrote it in a book and laid it before Jehovah. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. Exodus 28:30. And you shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be on Aaron's heart when he goes in before Jehovah. And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel on his heart before Jehovah continually. Numbers 27:21. And he shall stand before Eleazar, the priest, and he shall inquire for him by the judgment of the Urim before Jehovah. At his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even the whole assembly. Acts 3:24. And also all the prophets, from Samuel and those in succession after him, as many as spoke, also announced these days. Acts 13:20. And after these things, for about 450 years, he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet. Hebrews 11:32. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets. Related reading. Samuel was established by God to speak the word of God to replace the teaching of the word of God by the old priesthood. The first thing that a priest should do is speak for God. The breastplate and the Urim and the Thummim worn by the high priest were the means used by God to speak to his people. In the degradation of the priesthood, God's speaking was almost lost. Thus, God needed to raise up a living person, a prophet, to speak for him. And this is what he did with Samuel. Abraham was a prophet speaking for God, but in God's ordained way, Samuel was the first prophet to set up a prophethood. Samuel turned the age in God's administration from the age of the priesthood to the age of the prophethood with the kingship. The proper prophethood is always an assistant to the kingship. This should be a lesson to us. In the church life today, the elders hold the kingship. If you are not one of the elders and you see something in the church that is not so right, you should never criticize, oppose, or gossip. You need to be a prophet by praying to the Lord to receive a word from him. If you do not receive a word from the Lord, you should not say anything. But if, in his mercy to his church, the Lord gives you a word, a prophecy, then you should go to the elders and prophesy to them. The elders, realizing that they hold the kingship, should learn that they are not all capable, that they may be deficient. Therefore, they should listen to this brother's prophecy. This is the proper situation in the church life. The priesthood was to minister the word of God to his people, and to exercise the authority of God over his people. We all need to learn to do these two things. However, one may be a prophet, having a vision of the riches of Christ, but he may not know how to exercise God's authority to take the proper way to deal with the lack of vision concerning Christ's riches. Troubles in the church life are often caused by those who do not know how to exercise God's authority. The Aaronic priesthood failed God in two things, in ministering God's word and in exercising God's authority. This is why the New Testament charges the elders to learn to do two things: to teach the saints, that is, to speak the word of God, and to take the lead among the saints, that is, to exercise God's authority. If the elders teach the saints, they must take the lead to practice whatever they teach. This is to exercise God's authority by taking the lead. When the priesthood was proper, the priests were patterns to the people. What the priests taught and what they exercised in the authority of God, they themselves did, taking the lead to carry out all the things regarding God's eternal economy. For example, the priests took the lead to step into the river Jordan and then to circle the city of Jericho. Today, this is the proper way to take care of the church, teaching to speak for God and taking the lead to exercise God's authority. God began a new age in raising up Samuel, a young Nazarite, as a faithful priest to replace the waned priesthood. God ministered his word to his elect by establishing Samuel as a prophet in the uplifted prophethood, and he exercised his authority over his elect by raising up Samuel as a judge. Samuel, as the last judge, terminated the judgeship, and, as the new priest, brought in the kingship with the strengthening of the uplifted prophethood, in which Samuel was established as the first prophet. The old priesthood had the word of God and exercised the ruling of God. God replaced it with the uplifted prophethood to speak God's word to his people and the kingship to rule over God's people.